Welcome to What Stina Says. Hi, I'm Christina, founder of Coach Stina and Heart for Children. In this podcast, I am breaking down for you exactly how I have scaled to multi-six figures in 26 months. I will also be stripping down to the raw and real as a mother and multi-six-figure entrepreneur. The art of building a personal brand has become more noisy than ever before. I coach you through how to leave behind your logic to get your cash flowing, all while giving a realistic picture of the battle to remain present as a mother. So what are you most proud of accomplishing during our time together?
I'm very proud of that I accomplished is something that you also state whenever you are talking to your clients and whenever you are even doing your own lead generation is that you're helping us to find one, the thing that we enjoy and selling that one thing. And I feel like after all my different changes that I have finally found like the thing that I enjoy. And so I am very proud of finally stopped because I was running away from my calling. And so I'm happy that I finally made it to this place where I'm no longer running, but I'm operating in it.
That is so beautiful. I could not have said it better myself. Watching you step into this place where you're finally so sure of what it is you want to sell is one of the reasons why the funnel is so powerful, because you're able to look at your process holistically from who you want to work with to what brings you the most joy, like you said. And then we cut everything else, right? Because the whole reason you started your business is to do what you love and to not be stuck in that 9 to 5, having to do all these things that I don't love. And so it has been a joy to watch you step into that and discover that.
I never specifically worked with like one-on-one clients selling a one-on-one package. I had upgrades from my group programs. And after working with you and just seeing that I could price even my knowledge, not even my curriculum, just like my knowledge of how to like structure a course or an Instagram or teach teachers these things, that people would pay me thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars for ideas living in my brain. And I would have never, if I hadn't worked with you, charged somebody $5,000 for anything, for nothing. I would be like, yeah, right. That's too much. A district? No. Whoa. A person? Hell no. Like, I would have never. So working with you just unlocked so much just like magic that I could literally put a price tag on something that I am good at, that I am an expert in, that I may have not even considered myself as the expert in.
Right.
Until working with you, like the behind the scene shifts in my brain and realizing that like I am that gal and can charge exactly whatever I want, whether that's like $5,000, $10,000, $15,000, $20,000, that it's like all possible, you know?
Yes. It's that magic of marrying the confidence, right? Like shifting that internal confidence and setting that on fire and marrying that with the funnel strategy.
So talk to me about your experience working with me and how it has impacted you.
Yeah, I was so nervous to hire a coach, mainly because I didn't want to like give up. I felt like it was giving up some control of my business and things, but that was completely untrue. That was just like a fear of mine and not really true, because I felt like you asked me powerful questions to help me guide to like find my own answer. You never like put pressure on me to like do it a certain way or leave my MLM a certain way or anything like that. So yeah, I needed a coach to help me transition. And I probably would still be spinning my wheels of like, how do I lead my network marketing? Like, what do I do? How do I do this? I probably still wouldn't have stepped into this new role if I didn't have a coach.
Yeah. And I'm so proud of you for the work that you did, because you really stayed authentic and true to yourself. Right. And one of the ways we did that was building a marketing and sales funnel from scratch. You'd never before landed a client for this brand new business, and you were able to land your first new paying client. So what have you learned in terms of marketing and sales funnels, and how have you seen that help you launch your business?
Well, I knew nothing about networking and sales. I was always like creating like the next new free group, the next new this, the next new, like trying to build my email list. It was exhausting. Using you know, the sales funnel, it really took a lot of work off of that, off of creating the next best thing, creating all of these things. And like landing my first one-on-one, it was like aligned with like my mission or like my goals and my values. And that felt, I mean, that felt really, really good.
Yeah, we did a lot of mindset work too, just thinking through, like you had said to me at first, like, I don't think anyone's going to want to buy what I have to offer. And throughout this process, you've literally proven yourself wrong, right? You've seen that there is a need for what you offer. And that is so exciting. And I can't wait for all of the women that you're going to impact through your coaching in the future. So thank you so much.
Thank you.
At the end of all this, we calculated it and you booked, you know, $57.6K, which is unreal in revenue, like for this year, in your time working with me, and 7 new clients, which is just like phenomenal. So how is that like resonating with you now that our time is wrapped up?
Yeah, I mean, I was just in shock when I was going over the numbers last night. I think I hadn't given myself the time and space to celebrate what we've accomplished and what I've accomplished. I just didn't even realize, you know? And so I think I was pleasantly surprised and also like sad. I didn't realize before. Why didn't I, you know, and it's my own procrastination coming up, but it was just awesome to see. And I feel like it's just giving me this newfound confidence now to go and use what I've learned from you on my own so that I can really continue to grow my business in a sustainable way, in a way that's aligned to my values as a professional, but also just as a person, and making sure that what I'm doing continues to honor the reason I started everything.
Yes.
And so, yeah, I think it's just really a full circle moment for me in realizing that I can do this and I have something valuable to offer.
Yeah.
And that there's a lot of people that are looking for support and there's lots of ways I can do that. So yeah, it's just feeling really awesome and hopeful and excited about the future. Yeah.
You had been undercharging so much to the point that you weren't really able to make like the profit that you wanted to make for yourself to make your business sustainable. So I think that perfectly segues into our next question, which is what are you most proud of accomplishing during our time together?
Yeah. So I think that price increase is definitely one of them. I knew I could be charging that higher price point, but the act of pitching the price and telling my potential client the new price, like it just felt so uncomfortable to me. So I definitely needed that coaching to increase my confidence. And then the first time I pitched a $2,000 package, which felt like so, so high to me. The first time I pitched that to a potential client, they said yes. So it was just like the best confirmation that, you know, I can do this. It's going to be okay.
So probably like one of my biggest accomplishments working with you was kind of like creating this system that could move and work on its own, the funnel, right? So like if someone was interested and they book a call with me, then after that, it immediately is already done in a seamless process. And that was a huge help for me. Also, it gave me like that kick in the butt that I needed to kind of like, I don't want to say like I was feeling sorry for myself because I was going through a really tough time. And I think that that was really valid, like how I was feeling pretty burned out with my business. But once I started working with you and started implementing more structure, I started feeling re-inspired again. And my branding, which I had been stuck on for a long time, started to really come to life. And I had actually previously hired a branding expert and I had this beautiful branding package, but I never really had the energy to like implement it into my business and like show people this branding package. And so, yeah, creating these landing pages and creating my funnel and creating a new package or like revising the package that I had and bringing in the branding with it, I really started feeling inspired again. That's probably like my biggest accomplishment.
In quarter three, you had your highest revenue quarter at 20K, which was like so freaking exciting. What do you think like the shifts were that we made that helped you to be able to do that and make it happen?
So I got really clear on my offers. That was something that I didn't know I exactly needed, but I'm glad that I did it. Working through like how I could optimize my one-on-one coaching and also like how I can use that to optimize my group. And also upselling was something I didn't always think about. And you helped me to like come up with the offer to upsell my current clients, keep them in my pipeline. And also we came up with a downsell, which was really helpful because in times where people had objections, they were, a lot of them may have opted into my downsell. They also got into my funnel. So doing the offers work was really, really helpful. Also revamping my copy. So you helped me create new copy for my programs, my emails, the funnel emails. I think I'm great at like newsletters and blog writing because that's my style, but yes, the sales copy sometimes needed a little bit of work. So you definitely helped me with that as well. And just having a soundboard, honestly, was the best part of everything. Like having someone I could brainstorm different things that were just going on in my head, different frustrations, working through objections, having access to like, this popped up in my head, what do you think about this? And just that, I would say, is like one of the most beneficial things, because having someone to do that with as a solopreneur is just really helpful and helps you think outside of the box. Yes. So I always felt like I was supported.
I am really proud that I was able to land two clients and charge an amount that really reflects like what I'm giving to them, like basically being paid what I'm worth, which I never thought in a million years I would be able to do. So just being able to feel more confident on a sales call and being able to book these clients has made me, I'm proud of that.
And you know what's the most amazing to me is that all of this booked revenue actually came from like five clients, right? Which is kind of insane. So how did your mindset kind of change around pricing and what was possible with like the packages that you can sell, especially with multi four figure packages?
You really opened up my eyes, you know, firstly, show me I know what I'm doing. I was given this gift for a reason. And I didn't have that confidence at first, but working with you and you really telling me and showing me, you know, what I could do was just magical. And it made me realize, you know, wow, you know, I can charge this for my services. It was something I never thought I would ever be able to do. And even just getting familiar with my services, you know, when we first started, I was a hot mess. I thought I had to, you know, do everything. And it was just draining and exhausting. And you really helped me nail down what it is I absolutely love to do, what I truly want to help other, you know, business owners do. And it just really all flowed together. And, you know, I was able to get my services down and my pricing down and my confidence was just amazing.
Yeah. And what you described was basically that like sense of overwhelm was gone. Like you feel aligned with your offers. You're not offering 1,000 things, right? And so this system that we set up is going to carry you through your business. We also saw proof that it set you up to hit this amazing new revenue milestone.
Did you enjoy this episode? I would absolutely love for you to leave me a review sharing the love. If you also love this episode and you're like, Christina, how do I learn more from you? You can head to my website linked in the show notes. In addition, I want you to know that if you are looking to make more money, work less hours, pay off your debt, buy your dream home, save for retirement, and all the incredible activities that you want to be able to put your kids in, but money is holding you back, then I am the marketing and sales funnel consultant for you. Together, you are going to unlearn the toxic habits that you have built with work and your relationship to tying how much time you work to your money. In addition, you are going to learn how to confidently price according to your value and according to what you want, not what you think you should be pricing at. You will become someone who is more confident than ever. You know that giving more time for the sake of hustle won't result in a fulfilled life. Your life is fulfilled because you provide insane transformations for your clients You have abundant energy because your funnel works for you when you're not, and you feel re-energized by your business rather than wondering what's next and if you'll be able to scale to multi-six and seven figures. So what are you waiting for? Hit the link in your show notes and let's get started together.